Praise God. Stand with me this morning. Turn in your Bibles to Acts chapter 2. Amen. I'll bring my little 7-minute sermon. And Jesus can bring all of eternity. Amen. I take it as a compliment that if you can preach shorter and get it done in the least amount of time, the better preacher you are. Not necessarily. It's just that in my home church, my pastor's got on his pulpit, better to leave them wanting more than to wish you'd left long before. And so I've learned to get to the point and let Jesus do what he needs to do. There's some folks in here that need the Holy Ghost today. We've been having revival around here. Hallelujah. Amen. And it's not been a revival of a dead church. It's just been a revival of harvest. There's been people getting baptized and getting full of the Holy Ghost. That's the way the church of God ought to be. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Acts chapter 2. Now when they heard this, verse 37, they were pricked in their heart and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you and to your children, to all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. Verse 40. And with many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, save yourselves from this untoward generation. This is a self-service spiritual survival. Let's lift our hands while Brother Shirley prays in Jesus' name. Everybody said in Jesus' name. Let's clap our hands to the Lord again. Hallelujah. 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 Hey, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Lord bless you. You may be seated. Praise God. I can remember the very first Sunday morning at Jackson College of Ministries, I stood up to sing, Yes, Lord, Yes. And I just gotten a good haircut about a week and a half earlier, prior to that. It's not much different than what it is now. It kind of has that 5 a.m. in the morning look a lot of time. And I got up to sing, and my hair was about this long on top of my head all over. Everybody thought, man, we got a punk rocker done come to school here. And the song I sung was, I'll say yes, Lord, yes. And I just knew everybody in the congregation saying, yeah, right. But I said that to say this, that regardless of what others view of you, there comes a time when you have to lay down the ostracizing or the criticizing of others or their viewpoint of you. You have to lay aside the peer pressure and you have to realize there is something in God that is for me. From that very first moment at Jackson College of Ministers, I can remember I had to make up my mind, Brother Shirley, that there was a point where it wasn't just a Bible college to me. It became a place called Bethel, a place where I found not just myself, but a relationship with God. It doesn't necessarily have to be Jackson College of Ministers or any place. As long as in your heart there is an altar that is made unto God that says right now, regardless of what others view about me, regardless of opinions, I've come here today to get something from God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now, if you walked in here today and you are totally lost, you come in here with a problem, an aching heart, a broken spirit, a contrite soul, I'm here to tell you today, we're not worried about your hair right now. We're not worried about your appearance right now. We're not worried about where you come from right now. We're worried about whether you're going to find God or not in this place. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to the Lord. Before you can understand our doctrine, you've got to get a doctor. Before you can take the prescription of this scripture, you've got to have the Savior of all of the Lord to come down into your heart and set you free. That's what's important out here today. And so regardless of how we view you today, or regardless if there might be one or two speckled in the crowd that might look at you with ridicule, you go past that with your attention and get to God. Because if you're going to be saved, it's not going to be riding the coattail of the pastor or mom and daddy. It's your self-service. You've got to do it yourself. Hallelujah. Folks, I don't want to go down there to that church. And there's a bunch of hypocrites down there. There's nobody really loves God down there. You know what bothers me about them kind of statements? Folks that don't want to go to church with the hypocrites, but they'll go to hell with them. I'd much rather be in this church today where there might just be a few who are in touch with God and got a relationship that have realized there are some things that are more important right now than what's happening in the physical realm. There's something happening in the spirit right now. The Spirit of the Lord is drawing, is tugging, is pulling. It's pulling you to the cross. The magnetism of Calvary is coming at your soul. But even after the flaming fire of the evangelist, Apostle Peter, that stood on his feet, after the outpouring of the Holy Ghost in the first of Acts chapter 2, he stood up in verse 40, after a glorious message of the resurrection of Messiah. He stood up on his feet and he said, one thing though, I want to get across to you. If you're going to be saved, you've got to save yourself from this untoward generation. Young people, of other folks around you want to go be sleeping in that car, in the back seat of cars, and they want to go down and do things that aren't kosher to do with the scriptures of God. You've got to make up in your mind, if Caesar doesn't live for God, if Johnny doesn't live for God, I'm going to live for God. You can't just pull up in the front of this church and walk in here and sit out on a padded pew and hear the glorious singing and have all of that good feeling and just expect somebody to come back there and pour a blessing into your soul. Somewhere today, wherever you are in this building, wherever you're sitting, wherever you came from, you've got to have within your heart a desire that says, no matter what my family thinks about me, no matter what others are going to think about me, I'm going to get saved, I'm going to get God, I'm going to repent, I'm going to do what's right today. But you ought not to have to stand up here for 45 minutes and try to pull you in the altar. The events that are taking place in the Persian Gulf, that ought to be your altar call right now. If you're sitting in this building and you've been a backslider for some odd years, you ought not to be messing around with the world any longer. You ought to be getting up out of your seat right now and getting to a place called the altar. It doesn't necessarily have to be right here. The altar God's interested in is your heart. You can't depend on somebody else. It's yourself. It's you. Where do I fit in the plan of God? Where do I belong? Hallelujah. Let's worship the Lord, shall we? Oh, hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost is dealing with us right now. I looked down this congregation and I watched as the Land of Wolf singers were singing. I watched some of your faces, the expressions, the desire of your heart. You wanted to get up right then and come down this front and give yourself to God. I want to encourage you right now that while the Spirit of the Lord is moving and the saints of God are worshiping with the preacher while he's preaching, that if God were to tug at your heart right now, you wouldn't stay in that seat. You want God to touch you right now. I want you to stand up where you are. Just stand up where you are right now. You want the Holy Ghost. Just stand up where you are. That's how we've been having it around here. We just believe in God so strongly that as soon as you stand to your feet with a heart of repentance, God's going to fill you with the Holy Ghost. Come on. You've waited long enough. Why don't you just do it?
Hallelujah. Come on. Just stand to your feet right now. The Spirit of the Lord is in this place. Come on, say to God. We don't have to go another 30 minutes. The Lord's already pulling in this place. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lord. Just stand where you are right now. I want to pray for you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Just step out this aisle, man. Hallelujah. You need something from God today, right now. You come to the right place. I want you to just lift your hands to the Lord. What's your name?